something secret from Granny.
Well, I'd give it up now if I was you. Granny's antennae can pick up a secret at 200 yards.
No, listen, Claire, you know it's her birthday on the 28th.
Yes, but if you're trying to keep...
Shh! Whatever she says, don't say a thing about her birthday. Come in, Mother.
Good morning. I was always brought up to believe it was ill mannered to read at meals.
Were you? I wasn't.
Sarah, I was the one who brought you up.
Oh, yes. Would you like a cup of coffee, Mother?
No, thank you, dear. I've just had a proper breakfast. The 17th today, isn't it? Only 11 days to the 28th.
Can't argue with that.
St. Sampson's Day, the 28th.
Is it?
Yes. Amongst other things.
Oh.
Of course, when one gets to my age, one doesn't want to dwell on such things.
No.
But one does like to mark the occasion in some minor way. Even if one has to remind people about it.
Mother, I hadn't forgotten.
Forgotten what, dear?
That the 28th is your birthday.
The 28th? Good heavens, yes, so it is.
I would have remembered, you know, even if you hadn't spent the last week dropping hints with all the subtlety of a B-52 bomber.
Oh.
Keep the evening free, won't you?
The 28th?
I'll cook you scrambled eggs or something.
Scrambled eggs or something?
Oh,
thank you, dear. Oh, there it is. I thought I must have left it up here.
Enjoying it?
I don't really know. It's totally immoral. All these women having affairs all the time, and the sex scenes are quite revolting.
Well, I'll hang on to it then if you don't like it.
Oh, no, dear. Having started, I may as well finish it. Still, I can't sit around here reading now. So, the 28th, just 11 days away. Yes, well, see you, Sarah. Claire.
Look, Mummy, what on earth is going on?
Your grandmother has got herself into a cleft stick. For so long, she has fudged the issue about her precise age.
You mean pretended to be younger than she is?
Well, let's say left it deliberately vague. And been disappointed whenever she's presented her pensioner's rail card and not been greeted with cries of, oh, no, surely not, you can't be.
Well, anyway, why is she in a cleft stick?
Because in 2 weeks' time, she's going to be 75.
She really? I didn't know she was that old.
No, but since she's never admitted her true age, she can't make a major celebration of it.
Well, I do think you're being rotten. I mean, really, 75, and you offer her scrambled eggs or something. You could do more than that.
I am doing more than that, Claire, a lot more. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm setting up a surprise party on the 28th for all her friends.
Are you?
Yes, all of them. The entire geriatric mafia.
But you'll never keep it a secret from Granny.
Well, I'm going to try.
But she's always answering your phone while you're out. I mean, what if people ring back about your invitations?
You all have strict instructions to ring off if anyone but me answers. And now you know, Claire, you've got to keep it a secret too.
I'll try. But what if Granny gets suspicious and starts pumping me for information? She's like the Gestapo once she gets going.
Look, don't crack. Fob her off. Fob her off with something. Anything.
Anything?
Well, anything, so long as it doesn't make her suspect I'm arranging a party for her. Yes.
All right. You asked for it.
Can't park here, lady.
Meals on wheels.
That's all right, then.
Morning.
First shipment of goodies for Mother's party.
I guessed.
Do you really not mind putting them in your freezer?
No problem.
Thanks.
Just been looking through these bindings for her birthday book. Now, I thought that was the nicest. And somehow regal. Sort of thing the Queen gets presented with.
Mother will like that. Thinks it most appropriate.
How are you doing on the contents?
Well, got about half. All of her friends have promised to write something, but not all of them have delivered yet. This one's great. Dear Eleanor, congratulations on 75 years of minding other people's business. We love you for it. I'm rather beginning to get cold feet about the whole thing. I think it might not work. All this secrecy is just making Mother feel neglected.
You can't change tack now. And in a way, the more selfish and callous she thinks you're being, the bigger the surprise will be when it happens.
Yes. Hope she doesn't have a heart attack.
She won't. It'll all work. Looks good.
Yes, had a bit of trouble with that. Mother appeared in my kitchen last night and wanted to know what I was cooking in such quantities.
What did you say?
I invented a friend who'd just come out of hospital. Jane Richards, I think I called her. Two arms in plaster, seven children, can't cook for them.
Really?
His trouble is I can't use that excuse again. And I must cook the rest of the stuff on Sunday. It's the last chance I've got. And I keep telling Mother she really does want to go out on Sunday, but will she take the hint? No chance.
Maybe you better try cooking somewhere else.
And I'd love to, but where can I... Oh, I say, Russell, would you mind?
Be our guest.
Hello? Dear, oh dear. Well, I never.
The horses are now all in the paddock for our next race here at Cheltenham, so let's take a closer look at them. Look at an absolute picture today. It's Carrie's flag.
Hello.
Harry, it's Eleanor.
Eleanor, how are you, old thing?
Less of the old, Harry.
Sorry.
Look, Harry, I was wondering if you might be free next Wednesday evening.
Next Wednesday evening? Yes, I think that's all right.
It's the 28th.
Ah, the 28th. No, sorry, no can do.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm washing my hair.
It's a long way from Guildford,
and Paul's not around to drive me, so...
Paul's not around?
No, Paul's not around.
Dad?
Any girlfriends around yet?
No. Confirmed bachelor, my son.
Oh, I don't know. Still waters run deep.
In his case, I think it's stagnant.
Yes, well, nice to talk to you, Harry. And you're sure about the 28th?
No, sorry.
Goodbye, then. See you soon.
Cheerio, old stick.
Harry?
I'm sorry. Oh, that was a close shave.
Who was it, Dad?
Eleanor. Wants to see me on the 28th.
I thought you were seeing her on the 28th.
I know that. You know that. But Eleanor doesn't. Do you understand?
No.
Granny.
Hello, dear.
What are you doing here?
Well, I heard your mother's phone ringing and I came up to answer it, and then I thought of somebody I wanted to ring, and I thought it would be easier to...
Do it on Mummy's phone, Bill?
Yes. Oh, it's engaged. I'm trying to fix to meet one of my friends next Wednesday, and none of them seems to be free.
Oh, well, surely Mummy's going to...
Scrambled eggs.
Oh, yes.
Claire, what would you say it meant if the phone rings and you answer it, and when the person at the other end hears you, they put the phone down?
Wrong number?
In this filthy book your mother lent me, it always means some man's ringing his mistress.
Oh.
And you wouldn't believe the lies these women invent when they're going out to meet their lovers. having to do extra work at the weekends, visiting friends who've just come out of hospital.
Oh, I haven't read it.
I'll try Vera Poling again.
Well, just press the redial.
What?
Well, that phone remembers the last number you dialed. Just press that button, it'll redial it for you.
If God had intended us to press only one button, he wouldn't have given us 10 fingers.
But you're only using one finger now.
That's irrelevant, Claire. Oh, it's still engaged. Claire, what is going on in this house?
Nothing.
Well, there seems to be so much secrecy about at the moment. Phones slammed down, letters snatched from the letterbox before they hit the mat.
Oh, no, I
Your mother's up to something, Claire.
No, I don't think so.
Claire, come here. I'm going to ask you a straight question, and I want a straight answer.
Oh, dear.
Is your mother having an affair?
What? Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, sir, it's all right. Dad's written his page for the birthday book. It'll be in the post tonight, promise. Oh, and look, can't we bring something for this party? Well, booze or... Really? Okay. Fruit. All right. See you then. Bye.
Bye. Harris is the last one. That should arrive tomorrow. Then you can finish the book.
Good. This one's terrible. Listen. Here's to a lady called Eleanor, who always looks frightfully well in her twin satin pearls. She's the best of the girls, and she don't look her age. Here's me telling her.
Says all the right things, though. Mother will love it.
I'm sure she will.
Still all right for me to come and cook on Sunday?
Of course, we're expecting you. What are you going to tell Eleanor that you're doing?
Do you think she'd believe me if I told her I'd taken up brass rubbing?
Would you?
No. Bell ringing? All right, see you. Must dash.
But Sarah, it's Sunday.
Yes, I know, but I've got to go out.
Oh yes, are you off to visit your friend Jane Richards, who's just come out of hospital?
I'm going to Russell's.
Doing a little extra work at the weekend?
Yes. Some books have just come in from an auction and, mustache, see to the books. Just need this.
Cooking the books, are you?
Yes.
Postmarked Guildford.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
It's wonderful. Very funny. Have a look.
Good old Harry. I must ring him and thank him. Engaged.
So soon? Of nothing, dear.
I must dash to work.
Yes, so must I. See you, Granny.
Hello, Paul Mitchell. Can I help you?
Thank you, you already have.
Hello? Hello?
Now, the timing of the actual day is going to be vital. Claire's inviting Mother to meet her in the wine bar for a drink after work.
I've asked her. That's all set up.
Right, good. And the minute Mother's out of the house to meet Claire, I ring you, Russell.
Right. I'll have the van loaded with food, cases of champagne and glasses.
And on the signal, you move.
Very good, General.
It's going to be terribly important. I mobilise the guests, and then you must keep Mother in the wine bar till at least 7:30.
Don't worry. I'll get her onto the subject of your shortcomings. That'll keep her going all night.
Thank you. You still think she doesn't suspect anything?
She was starting to get a bit suspicious a couple of days ago.
Oh, dear. Did you fob her off with something?
Oh, yes. I fobbed her off with something.
Good. And, Russell, could you bring some mineral water? Because some of the LDS won't want...
Don't mind me, dear.
No, it's,
I'm just going out to meet Claire.
Oh.
She's invited me to join her for a birthday drink.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, nice that someone's making a little effort.
Yes, Mother,
I'll be back in time for my scrambled eggs. If it's not too much trouble.
No, it's,
Oh, and Sarah, thank you for the card and the bar of soap.
It's just a token.
Evidently. But Sarah, before I go, I feel I do have to say that although I know you have more important things on your mind...
More important?
I do think you're being amazingly selfish. Goodbye.
Mother. Russell, it's all systems go.
You shouldn't be here.
Thank you.
What I mean is...
I know exactly what you mean. You mean you don't want a gooseberry, do you?
Sarah. Sarah, they're coming.
Oh, right. Shh. Hello, Mother.
Oh. Hello, Sarah. dear. Coming to get the scrambled eggs ready, are you?
No, Mother, I've got a surprise for you.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Sarah.
What do you mean?
Claire has told me everything.
What? Claire?
No, Mummy, I didn't. Not about that.
Oh, what the hell. All right, Mother, end of surprise.
Sarah, all this time I've said nothing about your secrecy over your affair with Paul. But now I'm extremely angry that you've actually set up an engagement party without telling me. I've used the word selfishness about you before, but I'm afraid I must say that on this occasion...
Happy birthday, dear Eleanor. Happy birthday to you.
Excuse me, dear.
Claire.
You said fobber off with something.
Yes, but Paul could have chosen someone better than Paul.
And Eleanor, you really mean to say that the whole thing was a complete surprise to you?
Well, let's just say, Harry, that I knew I could rely on Sarah to do something special for me, but I wasn't sure precisely what it would be.
No, you weren't, were you?
She's a wonderful daughter to me, and I've never said otherwise, have I, Sarah?
No, Mother.
I think it's the moment, don't you?
Yes.
Eleanor, this comes with love from all of us here. And, like everything else, it was organized by your daughter.
Oh, really? You shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
No, Mother, I don't think I should.